Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome Chris McClain, who is the host of the Mac Attack on our Charlotte affiliate, WFNZ. So, Chris, you hear what Scott has to say. Do you agree when he gives you that assessment of Sam Darnold's skills?
Hey, Amy, how you doing? You can call me Scott or Steve or Chris. It doesn't matter.
Well, you can call me Andy. It's totally fine.
I'll take all of them. I'm skeptical personally about the Darnold move. Like, I understand what they're doing here. It's been, you know, described as kind of, you know, taking a flyer on somebody that we know has the arm talent that got them drafted third overall a few years back. I just think the results, and I know the Jets factor. I know he's got that, you know, the Jets dragging him down, Adam Gase and that supporting cast dragging him down. But, man, his performance was so rough. It's just hard for me to see him being even a huge upgrade over Teddy Bridgewater, to be honest with you. I don't know. I wonder if they would have been better off waiting and kind of seeing how the draft played out and not kind of rushing this Darnold move before the draft. I don't know if they thought, you know, Denver, you know, who was a rumored team to be interested in Darnold. I don't know if they thought someone else was going to jump in there. But and they gave up a second-round pick, too. They originally reportedly were offering only a fourth. Mm. End up throwing in that second-round pick as well. I'm skeptical as to whether this ends up, you know, paying off. But I see what they're doing. They're trying to take a shot, a little gamble on a guy who, you know, does have talent.
Well, and let's be honest, there wasn't a whole lot that was remaining still on the QB market. Alex Smith is out there. I suppose maybe Gardner Minshew would be available. But we know the Panthers tried to get other quarterbacks. They put out feelers. Owner David Tepper interested in getting Deshaun Watson, also interested in some of the other quarterback moves that were ultimately made. So Sam maybe was not their first choice or second or third. But let me ask you this. What was so wrong with Bridgewater that they're desperate to upgrade after 1 year of Bridgewater as the starter?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Teddy really struggled down the stretch. He got hurt about halfway through the season. It wasn't the same after that. He really struggled in the red zone. He struggled in these game-ending situations. I mean, they were 0-8 in games where Teddy and the offense got the ball back with a chance to tie or win. And they did not finish one of those single drives. And he just didn't get it done in the clutch, didn't get it done in the red zone. But it was interesting, though. I mean, they signed him to a deal that was kind of set up, even though it was a three-year deal, it was kind of set up where they could get out of it really easy after 2 years. So even when they signed it, you know, it looked like a deal that was temporary and wouldn't prohibit them from bringing in a rookie quarterback. But as the season ended, you started hearing some criticism of him in press conferences, Matt Rhule. Then David Tepper started talking about how, hey, we've got to have a quarterback around here that we know can take us to the Super Bowl. If you don't have one of those, you got to look around. They really started sending out maybe these SOSs, these hints to all of us in the public, like, man, they're not happy. They're moving on. And then they were involved in the Stafford trade talks, as you right. said, Watson. So, I mean, I don't know. To me, I don't know why they pinned themselves in this box where so publicly they let the world know, hey, we're not happy with Teddy, because I feel like, you know, it wouldn't have been the end of the world. Even though I thought that it was clear he's not the long-term guy, I didn't think it would be the end of the world if they had him for that second year.
Who's the starter right now?
I mean, I think it's definitely going to be Darnold. I mean, they're trying to trade Teddy Bridgewater. There were reports yesterday that they gave Teddy's, agent the go-ahead, hey, go out there and find a trade. But I don't know how that's going to work out. They've been trying on their own for a few weeks now. to trade Teddy Bridgewater to no avail. He's got a contract where his base salary is $17 million for this coming year, and teams are not, you know, in a hurry to necessarily, you know, commit to Teddy after the year he had, after they heard the Panthers badmouth him. I'm sure that doesn't help his trade value. And, you know, teams are a little hesitant because of that contract. There's some talk about maybe trying to redo his, you know, ask Teddy, will you redo your contract, make it a little less so that maybe we can get you off to another destination. But they clearly want to move on from Teddy Bridgewater. But now's the question. You got to have someone take him in.
Exactly.
That's the stage they're at right now.
Well, and what team out there needs a quarterback? Other than the teams that are about to draft, what team is looking for a veteran? It feels like all the spots are filled.
I know, well, that's another thing, too, the timing at this point. It's like where, you know, who wants them? I know in Chicago, I was reading an article online about how the Bears fans and some of the Bears, you know, local talk radio, they were debating Teddy Bridgewater. I can't imagine they were arguing in Chicago. Can't imagine fans were doing a thing like that. But they were, you know, but they've got Andy Dalton, you know. They've already sent out the QB1 tweet. I don't know if they would want to bring in Teddy as well and kind of – go with two guys there and may the best man win. But you're right. I mean, Denver, I guess, could still be in the market for a quarterback, but I just don't know how attractive Teddy Bridgewater is. He really struggled last year. And again, it's like I can't get over how – like I was frustrated too. As a Panther fan, Amy, I was frustrated with the way Teddy played. But for them to kind of like make it so clear that we are so unhappy with him – like, that can't be the best way to trade somebody, you know? And so I don't think that's helped the situation.
Chris McClain from WFNZ, our affiliate in Charlotte, with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate him waking up early before he starts his show in about 50 minutes. So, Chris, there was speculation out there that before they pulled the trigger on the trade for Sam Darnold, that they internally had discussions about making one last push for Deshaun Watson. And that's in spite of all of the lawsuits that have been filed and the potential for a suspension from the NFL. Do you believe that to be the case, that they still were interested in Deshaun Watson as recently as last week?
I mean, I think the way I understand it, Amy, I think there's still some interest, you know, there in Watson. But I think they realize we got to let this whole thing play out, and it has to play out in a certain way for Deshaun for them to want to jump back in. You know, I think they're in a holding pattern on that. And I think that's why they decided, hey, let's just make the move on Darnold. And, you know, it could literally be, let's, you know, if there's a ending for Deshaun that, you know, allows him, you know, to play and move on and all that, maybe in a year they revisit or something. I know they're still interested, but I just, you know, I think they, like any other team that's interested, has had to move on because that situation is just so toxic and it's just so unpredictable. It's
sure.
So hard to, you know, every other day I hear each side kind of playing the PR game and I think, oh man, that's damning. That's damning against the other. So I think, I don't think, and then the criminal, once a criminal complaint gets filed, that takes it potentially to a whole new level. So I think them as well as everybody else are holding out, but I don't think, you know, I think they've just put it on the back burner, I think, but I know they are still interested, I think, you know, down the road, potentially.
David Tepper desperately wants a franchise guy, a face of the franchise at that quarterback position. All right, Chris, so I wanted to play something for you. I'm sure you heard Robbie Anderson on Good Morning Football on Tuesday, and he was kind of giving Sam the rundown on what it'll be like to live in the area. Here he is.
Well, I think Sam going to enjoy it a lot. You know, I personally enjoyed it a lot. So nice city, it's peaceful. And, you know, just the energy, like, you know, just being out there on the practice field, you got the city skyline and the weather's not, it doesn't get too cold, but it's not too hot. Like, you know, it's a comfortable place, and I think he's definitely going to find himself at home and be comfortable out there.
All right, Chris, so how comfortable will Sam be? How comfortable are you in Charlotte? How much do you like the area?
I'm very comfortable on my couch right now, Amy. I'm very comfortable talking to you. I'm very comfortable. Robbie, by the way, Robbie's a treasure. I love
great.
Listening to him describe things in his Robbie-isms and his Robbie ways. It's a great place to live. I mean, I think it's like, it's perfect medium-sized city where you have some of the big city things, you have the sports franchises, but you don't have the complete hustle and bustle of a huge city. And I think Sam is going to love it as well. I also think Sam is going to love any city where when he goes to work, he is not working for the Jets organization. Well, I think that's also part
for Adam Gase specifically. So,
yeah. Yes,
unless the Panthers are planning on hiring Adam Gase. Well, let's talk about some of the – well, actually, first, before we get to the positives, I wanted to ask about Christian McCaffrey. Because as much as people blame Bridgewater and talk about his offense, and you're right, the second half of the season was not anything to be proud of. But they also were without their number one offensive star for a good portion of last year. So how's he doing?
He's doing great. I mean, I don't know how it's possible, Amy, and this certainly doesn't happen with my physique. Every damn year, I see him working out for the season, and he is bigger. He looks stronger. I mean, his legs are tree trunks.
They are.
It's unbelievable, the workout videos you see him. I mean, he is – his body truly is a temple, and it's just – he's just got to take care of it. He needs some luck with the injuries. I mean, he ran into a big injury bug, and then that came right after he signed a big contract.
Yes.
So, we're a little scared here, you know, about the running back contract commitment. But, damn, I can't wait to see him back on the field. And I know this, the way he has talked, he is clearly motivated to prove I can stay healthy, and he is motivated to contribute. He played in 3 games last year. That's it.
Mm.
And in those 3 games, 2 of them, the Panthers put up 30 points. So
see?
There is no doubt what you're saying is correct. And that will go. Listen, I'm skeptical of Sam Darnold, but that guy right there is a quarterback's best friend. Nothing's open downfield. You check it down to him. You could throw the ball about 5 yards into the flat and end up with a 25-yard gain.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's something that I think is important to note. It's going to help. It may not make them the best team in the NFC South, but to get Christian McCaffrey back, we're talking about a major infusion for the offense. All right, so then under Matt Rhule, first year, let's accentuate the positives, Chris. What were the positives?
I think Matt Rhule's a positive. I really do. He just brings a vibe. He's a player's coach. I think guys love playing for him. But also, I think he knows when to push these guys. And I just kind of like the culture that they're building over there. I know that stuff sounds cheesy, you know, and folks are looking there saying, hey, man, they're drafting 8. How good could the culture be? But it clearly is the start of a rebuild. I like the attitude. I can see why he had such success with turnarounds at Temple and Baylor. I think he just seems to have this way about him. I know talking with people over there, with the Panthers, they describe it as that it factor. They just think he has that it factor. I think Joe Brady is an offensive coordinator. I think is a young guy that we can be happy about. And there's no doubt when you look on the offensive side of the ball, they've got skill talent. We heard from Robbie. They got DJ Moore. I love the addition of Dan Arnold as a tight end that had some success catching passes in Arizona. McCaffrey, the offensive line needs to be addressed. And maybe that's what they address at the number 8 pick now, that they don't feel like they need this quarterback desperately. But I think the young defense. The young defense
yes.
was, I mean, they completely start over on defense. And these guys, by the end of the year last year, were playing better. So I do think they're on track on this rebuild, but they're still early. And ultimately, you know, Amy, that quarterback is the most important thing to have when you're building a team. And, you know, we'll find out if they have it yet or if they need to keep looking.
Speaking of that, I'm glad that you led me right into my final question, Chris. Are they seriously thinking about drafting a quarterback at number 8 after trading for Darnold?
This is on the schedule for our show today.
Yeah!
I hear, and I had that planned originally. I'm not just cheating off you, Amy, and taking your time. All right? I'm not doing that. I mean, listen, I'm shameless, and I would do that, but that's not what I'm doing here.
Feel free.
There's so much talk about that it's like, and here's the thing, and I have been told by a source over there, like the night the trade was made, hey, there's still a possibility at 8. You know, I think they kind of do like Justin Fields. Then you start hearing the national, you know, insiders start speculating, hey, they can still take a quarterback. Listen, I want that franchise quarterback so badly. I feel like it is truly, like I said, the most important thing you have to have. It just seems a little ridiculous. Like, first of all, let's go back 2 years ago. They drafted Will Greer with a day 2 pick, a third round pick. And that was the old regime, but this regime doesn't seem to like him at all. He's a third string quarterback. Then they bring in Teddy Bridgewater, commit that money to him for at least 2 years. They're trying to unload him. And then they use a second, fourth, and a sixth to get Sam Darnold, and they got to pay him. It looks like they're going to take his option for the fifth year. They're going to pay him about $23 million over the next 2 years, and then they're going to use the eighth pick overall. It just seems like what are we doing at this point? Throwing darts?
Overkill.
Something hits the bullseye. Like, yes. I would like to see them try to build and help Sam Darnold and not do it. It's just, I don't know. That makes them seem like they're just blindly kind of, right, you know, taking shot, throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if it sticks.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say? They say if you have 4 or 5 or 6 quarterbacks, you have no quarterback.
This is true.
All right. So Chris McClain is already teed up and ready to go for his show on our Charlotte affiliate, 102.5 and 610 WFNZ, host of the Mac Attack. You are welcome anytime from your couch, Chris. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Well, thank you for waking me up. I feel like usually I talk to my dogs, Amy, to get going in the morning. Now I did it with an actual human. I'm ready to rock
so
now.
Anytime, Chris. You are welcome.
All right. See you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.